All right, so you're on vacation, right? And you're checking into one of those like fancy hotels, ready for some fun. But what you don't know is that could be right in the middle of a huge data breach. And this is exactly what happened with have you heard of Otillier?
I have heard of Otelia,
So they're a cloud-based system that a lot of hotels use to manage, I mean, everything, bookings, guest info, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it's a pretty crucial system for a lot of these hotels, especially the bigger
Yeah,
chains.
we're talking over 10,000 hotels using this,
Wow.
including some really big recognizable
I
names.
bet.
But the craziest thing is, the hackers were actually initially trying to hit Marriott directly,
Oh, wow.
but they actually ended up hitting Otillier instead.
Oh, so like through the back door almost.
Yeah, sort of a, accidental target. But big consequences nonetheless. So we're going to dive deep into this breach today. And we're not just going to talk about what happened, but we really want to understand what it means for, you and me and anyone who's ever stayed at a hotel.
Yeah, because we all kind of assume our data is safe when we're staying at these places.
Right,
Like,
exactly.
we book a room, we give them our information, and we trust that they're going to keep it secure. But I think what this case really highlights is that there's often more to it than meets the eye. Like, we often think about our data being with one company, right? Like, when you book that hotel room. But behind the scenes, there's this whole network of third-party platforms that are handling different parts of the process. And as we see in this case, those connections, those become weak points that hackers can exploit.
So walk me through this. How did these guys actually get in? I'm always fascinated by the mechanics of these data breaches.
Okay, well, think of it like a chain reaction. It started with stolen employee logins for Otelier's Atlassian server, which Atlassian, that's a pretty common system. A lot of companies use it for project management and team collaboration. But here's the scary part. The information on that server, it essentially gave these hackers like a roadmap to the real treasure, which was Otelier's Amazon S3 storage buckets. And that's where all the, the good stuff was stored, the valuable data.
Well, so even though those buckets are supposed to be pretty secure, if you can get the keys to the server, you can get into the buckets too.
Precisely. And that's what makes this breach particularly troubling. It really highlights how, a seemingly small vulnerability, like some compromised employee credentials, that can lead to a massive ripple effect. And in this case, we're talking about nearly 8 terabytes of data stolen. I mean, to put that in perspective, that's like roughly 2 million high-resolution photos.
That's a pun.
A lot of information.
So they get into the system. What do they actually get their hands on? What kind of data are we talking
Oh,
about?
we're talking guest names, phone numbers, email addresses, all those reservation details, even internal hotel documents. And this is where it gets really personal, because Otelier works with so many hotels, the impact is huge. I mean, we're talking about Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, Wyndham.
From all the big ones.
Yeah, chances are if you've stayed at a large chain hotel recently, your info could be part of this leak.
That's a lot to think about. I guess the one good thing is that passwords and billing information seem to be safe. But, I've learned with these things, never get too comfortable. What are the potential long-term ramifications, even if that kind of sensitive financial data is still secure?
Well, complacency is never a good strategy in these situations. Data breaches often have long tails, meaning the real impact, you might not feel it right away. Think about it. Hackers could be sitting on the stolen information. They could be analyzing it, waiting for the right moment to strike. Even without passwords or financial data, they can combine this information with other data leaks to build these detailed profiles and target individuals with very convincing phishing attacks. I mean, so they're playing a long game here.
That is a chilling thought. It's like we're, pawns in their game. So it's not just about the immediate damage, but what could happen down the line, like you're saying. So they have this massive breach. And what did Otellier actually do about it? I mean, did they try to sweep it under the rug, or did they take some real steps to kind of fix things?
Well, I mean, they did the usual stuff, disabled those compromised accounts, sent out notifications to, the people they think were affected, and of course, promised to, really ramp up their security measures. But to be honest, it's hard to say how effective all that's really going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this a security researcher, Troy Hunt, you might have heard of him, runs a website called Have I Been Pwned?
I have heard of that.
Yeah. So he took a look at some of the data that was stolen.
Okay.
And he found over 39 million reservation entries.
Wow.
And like almost 500,000 unique email addresses.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. It's a big deal. So
yeah.
They took action, but was it enough?
Right. And what does this mean for like, you know, the hotel industry as a whole?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is this, you know, a wake up call?
It should be.
Yeah.
I mean, beyond what Atelier did,
right.
What are the big lessons here for all of us? Because we're all sharing our data online all the time.
Yeah.
So how do we protect ourselves?
Yeah, in this wild west of the internet.
I know, right? Well, I think this breach really shows us that, you know, data security, it's not just on the companies.
Right.
It's a shared responsibility. They got to do their part, sure, but we got to be proactive too.
Okay, so what can we do?
Well, it starts with the basics, right?
Okay.
Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication.
Right, right. Always hear that.
Yeah, but let's dig a little deeper into that, because what does strong password even mean?
Yeah, right. It's not just like adding a couple numbers and a symbol.
Exactly, exactly. You got to do better than that.
Yeah, and I'm guilty of that. I just kind of use the same password, but I change it up a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
But ideally, every single account you have online should have a completely unique password.
Okay.
Something random, something long, something impossible to guess.
Right.
Now I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to remember all that?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where password managers come in.
Okay, yeah. Tell me more about those. I've heard of them, but I'm not really sure how they work.
So basically, it's like a digital vault for all your passwords.
Right.
You only have to remember one strong password for the manager itself.
Well.
And it does all the work for you.
Okay.
It generates and remembers those super complex passwords for all your accounts.
Okay, so I don't have to write them down on the sticky note.
No more sticky notes, exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
Plus, a lot of them have extra features, like they'll warn you about phishing sites or if you're using a weak password.
Wow.
Like your own little cybersecurity bodyguard.
Okay, so password manager, definitely something to check out.
For sure.
So strong passwords, got it.
Yep.
But what about those phishing attacks you mentioned earlier?
Right.
The ones where they use stolen data.
Right.
To like trick people.
Oh yeah, phishing, that's a huge threat.
Yeah, I've always been worried about those.
And all this data that was stolen,
yeah,
it's like a gold mine for those attackers.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine this. You get an email. It looks exactly like it's from a hotel you just stayed at.
Okay.
It uses like real details from your reservation.
Oh wow.
It might ask you to confirm your booking, update your payment info, or click a link to see your itinerary.
Right. You're busy, you're not really thinking about it. You click that link and boom.
Yeah.
They got you.
Right, because your trust, you think it's legit.
Exactly. Yeah. You're playing on our trust and our desire for convenience.
So what can we do to protect ourselves from that? Yeah, so how do we spot those? Like, besides the password manager,
mm-hmm.
are there any other things like red flags that we should look for?
Oh, absolutely. Like, first of all, you really got to scrutinize every single email, especially if it's from a hotel or, you know, a travel service.
Right.
Like, hover over any links before you actually click on them
mm-hmm.
and see what the actual URL is. Does it actually match up with the sender's domain?
Okay.
And be wary of any emails that are trying to, like, create a sense of urgency or demand that you take action right away.
Right, right.
And remember, legitimate companies, they're never going to ask you for your password or your payment info through email.
Right.
So if something feels off, trust your gut.
Okay.
Go directly to the company's website or call them to verify. Okay. Good advice. So we've talked about, you know, strong passwords, password managers, and be really careful with emails. Is there anything else we can do to kind of protect ourselves in this, you know, digital world?
Well, you know, it's always a good idea to regularly check your bank statements, credit card statements for any kind of suspicious activity.
Right.
You might even consider setting up some fraud alerts or maybe a credit monitoring service just for that added peace of mind.
Okay.
And this might seem obvious, but make sure you're keeping all your devices and software up to date.
Right.
Because those updates, a lot of times they include important security patches
yeah.
that can prevent, you know, those vulnerabilities.
It's like we need to develop a whole new set of like digital hygiene habits.
Exactly. Exactly. And be mindful of, you know, the data that you're sharing online.
Right.
Like, do you really need to fill out every single field on a form?
Right.
Think about the info you're giving out. Think about the potential risks.
Yeah. It's a lot to think about. This whole hotelier thing, it really exposes the vulnerabilities of these cloud systems.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, so many companies rely on them now.
Right, right.
So it makes you wonder, what about other industries?
Yeah.
What data are we trusting to companies, and how confident can we really be in their security?
That's the million-dollar question. It's not about being, like, suspicious of all cloud-based services.
Right.
But it's about, you know, informed awareness.
Okay.
We need to be asking questions, like, what data are we giving these companies? What security measures do they have in place?
Yeah.
And how transparent are they about their practices?
So to wrap things up here, what's the kind of the biggest takeaway that you want our listeners to remember from all this?
I think the big one is data security. It's a shared responsibility.
Okay.
Companies need to step up their game, make security a top priority.
Right.
But we also need to do our part, stay informed, be vigilant, and take those extra steps to protect ourselves.
It's really been a fascinating and honestly a bit unnerving look at this whole situation. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. And remember, knowledge is power.
Right.
The more we understand about these threats, the better equipped we are to navigate this, you know, digital world safely.
All said. And to all our listeners out there, we hope this deep dive has given you some things to think about and some practical tips to keep your data safe. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe.